Hey, welcome to Off Air with Rob and Holly.
Okay.
So on the air, we were just talking about Schoolhouse Rock.
Right.
And the writer and performer of many of those songs who kind of created Schoolhouse Rock passed away today, Bob Dureau, at the age of 94. So
it's not that sad because he lived a really good life.
Yes, RIP Bob. And I was wondering how many people actually remembered Schoolhouse Rock. And I was telling you that there's one song that I remember watching in like probably, I don't know, third grade. I'm going to say third grade.
Okay.
My memory of school is not great, but I'm just going to say third grade Schoolhouse Rock.
I barely remember the show.
You know what? Now that I think about it, this might have actually been later because I think it might have been in an economics class. So it was like seventh grade.
I bet you a teacher pulled in the old projector. Or whatever they had, or pushed in the TV, AV club.
Some AV person pushing a TV.
Like, here's what we're going to play for you kids in our government class.
And then they put in the old video tape in your head all the time. The VCR. Really old stuff here.
Did you have a VCR then in that age?
What did you think they played?
Did you have a DVD player by then?
No, they have VCR, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, sing me the song that gets stuck in your head all the time.
You gave me a look like I'm super old because of VCRs.
No, I actually was surprised that you had a VCR at that time because I feel like you're very young and you would have a DVD player.
When you were in school, they still were using those.
They were using 8-track.
Like the
Beta.
The reel-to-reel thing, the projector screen, right? It was only black and white. It was only silent films.
Not that old.
Charlie Chapman.
You're so mean right now.
Okay.
No, we need Charlie Chaplin.
So we're watching Schoolhouse Rock, and the song that always randomly pops in my head now is I'm Just a Bill. Yes, I'm Just a Bill.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting up on Capitol Hill. Do you remember this?
I do now.
Okay.
I'm dancing. I'm going to have this stuck in my head all day now.
And it also reminded me of a story of around that same time while Schoolhouse Rock was playing.
Yeah.
Movie day was kind of like screw off day in school, right?
Oh, God. Yeah.
So we're sitting there.
You're supposed to be learning, but it's not.
We're sitting there with this on, and I am messing around spinning quarter on the table.
Okay.
And I decided.
Your lunch money, probably.
Yeah.
Could get milk for a quarter back then.
I don't know what I bought for a quarter.
I don't know.
I think you couldn't get much,
chips?
but I was spinning the quarter. Then I'm like, oh, hey, I'm watching me do some magic tricks. And so then I put the quarter in my mouth, and I was trying to fake like I'm going to make it disappear.
Stop.
And then I start choking on the quarter.
Ah! Oh, you made it disappear all right.
Uh-huh. And my dumb self is like, I'm choking. But
oh, wait, you were actually really choking.
No, I was seriously choking.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get in trouble. So luckily,
you don't want to say that you're actually choking and possibly dying.
Yeah. So thank God, the quarter ended up going down.
It did,
and I could breathe again.
Okay, good.
So
you really did. Ta-da!
Ta-da! I made a quarter disappear. Everyone, I swallowed it, and I almost died watching Schoolhouse Rock in the third or seventh grade. We're not sure.
Oh my God.
And then so the next week looking in the toilet there for that quarter.
You ever find it?
No.
It might still be in you. Did you think about that?
That is why I'm worth a little bit more money now.
A whole quarter more.
All right, moving on. I was watching American Idol last night.
Ooh, did you make it through a whole show?
No, I've never watched an entire show. I don't think in my whole life.
You can keep your man card.
No, I just feel like it's just something that there's so many singing shows and I can't stay connected to it. But last night was the first time that I had sat down on the couch in a long time. And so we had a nice little family snuggle there on the couch with the dog and the wife. And turned on the TV and American Idol was on, so we'd left it there.
Okay. And did you think about all the times I've complained about Katy Perry over the last few weeks?
Well,
when you were watching it by any chance?
Something came up that was super weird. I'll tell you about the first thing that I thought was kind of weird is just
Katy Perry's outfits.
Looking at her, more her hair.
Katy Perry's face.
Her hair.
Okay, her hair. Her face looked really good.
I thought she was hot when she had long hair.
I like long hair in general.
But now,
I just like it.
Now she has a haircut that I was looking. I go, Katy, what do you think of her hair? She's like, I don't know. It's it's different, but like kind of suits her, like her personality and everything.
Right.
She's really nice about it. And I'm just like, she has the exact same haircut as I do, except for I don't have pink hair.
actually does have the exact same haircut as you. Like, I'm looking at your hair right now.
Yeah, short on the high and tight, short on the sides, a little long on the top, a little flip back.
Like, you had this haircut first.
I've had this haircut for about 5 or 6 years.
Katy Perry is copying off of you.
But here's what I wanted to ask you about.
All right.
I know you don't like her.
Well, I don't like her because I was giving her an opportunity. Well, first off, I'm Team Taylor all day. So let's just know that there is a divide. You have to pick Katy Perry or Taylor Swift.
Well,
I went with Taylor Swift.
I think I disagree.
Really?
Because she asked a fan for a lock of her hair.
Well, that's creepy.
And now this is apparently something that Katy Perry does to people that she really, really likes.
Such, like, who else has she had locks of hair of?
Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, and she carries around the hair in her purse.
This is so creepy. She gets weirder every day. I thought when she was calling herself a weirdo, because she calls herself a weirdo, I was like, you're just trying to be cool, Katy Perry. You're not that weird. Nope. I take that back.
If you could,
she is weird.
If you could carry something around in your purse of mine, what would it be?
Your giant personality.
Oh, it's got to it's a weird question. I think you got to ask some people that question.
I would not care. I don't know. Your money. Can I have all your money?
I'll give you my toenail clippings.
Ew, that's creepy. It's the last thing I want from anybody. Oh, I don't like feet. You know I don't like feet. It's gross.
All right. I think we're done with this topic.
What would you carry around of mine in your purse, Rob?
Well, let's see if it can fit in my money clip. What would it be?
You're not like Grunwald, who carries around a man purse.
No. I have a small little money clip
here.
Oh, my
God. It's not even a wallet.
No, it's a money clip.
Oh.
But it has room for cards.
Look at that. Streamlined.
And it's carbon fiber. I just picked it up, Amazon.
You're a no fuss kind of guy.
That's right.
No fuss, no muss.
So, Holly, what would I carry around if I could from you?
Do you want my eyeliner that always runs that you tell me that all the time? No. Like, you have eyeliner all over your face.
I might take the hippie yoga spray that apparently rejuvenates you and wakes you up and gives you energy.
We need to bring the hippie yoga spray back in here because I feel like we've had some good shows with that yoga spray. We might need a spray right now.
Yeah.
I have to go get the yoga spray.
Give me a squirt. That's what she said. Hey-o!
It's gross.
All right. We got to do a break. We got to go back on the air.
Okay.
Hang on. All right. Back off the air.
We're off the air.
All right.
Are we done yet? Can we go home?
Nope.
How did we miss talking about Michael Jackson's moonwalk shoes that I put on our list of things to talk about?
We're
almost done. We don't have time.
I saw it in the prep, and then I was like, do I really want to talk about Michael Jackson? Do I really care? Okay, tell me
Are you serious?
Tell me what you wanted to talk about.
How do you not care about Michael Jackson's shoes?
Well,
it's the moonwalk shoes. They're going up for auction. You can actually own Michael Jackson's shoes.
What size are they?
It does not say.
Because I want to know if I can wear them or not.
I think he had tiny feet. Look at him. He's a tiny person.
And then I want to know if when I put them on, they're like magical moonwalk shoes where you put them on and you just go, start moonwalking it up.
You know what they have at the Motown Museum? And that I did not know that they had until I saw it. They have Michael Jackson's glove. And I turned around. So have you been there yet to the Motown Museum?
No. I've lived here my whole life. And I've always wanted to go there, and somehow I still have not made it there because every time I try to go, it's either like a holiday or a Sunday or a Monday or something.
They're weird.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
every time I try to
weird.
Go, they're like, oh, nope, we're closed.
Listen, it is the best thing that you will ever experience in all of Detroit is the tour at the Motown Museum. So they don't tell you. Nobody told me that Michael Jackson's glove was there. And I am a Michael Jackson fan. I do like Michael Jackson. So you're like, oh, yay, Temptations, blah, blah, blah.
Temptations.
The Temptations.
Yeah, well, you made it sound like Michael Jackson was in the Temptations.
Well, he's not.
No.
He was in Jackson 5.
There you go.
Yeah. But okay. No, the Temptations, they're like, oh, Temptations. They're talking about the Temptations, and they're like, blah, 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 whatever, Motown, blah, blah, blah. And then I turn around, and I was like, oh, it's Michael Jackson's glove. It was his glove. His real glove is right there in the museum. You can see it with your eyeballs. You can get real close to it. They have it in a glass case, so you cannot touch it, but I do want to touch it. I would buy Michael Jackson's glove if I had expendable money.
Which glove would you rather have, Michael Jackson or O.J. Simpson?
Michael Jackson all day. I mean, that is a stupid question. First off, Michael Jackson's glove has glitter and sparkles on it. And I'm a girl. I love glitter and sparkles.
Yeah, that was a little dark. The other one has blood on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, does it have blood on
That's
it?
That's, I mean.
Ew.
It is a glove that was used for murder,
okay,
dude.
Wait, did you see OJ Simpson's If I Did It, that interview that he did?
Are we done with the shoes now? You're moving on to a different topic?
Let's talk about OJ. You have got to see this. So, you know Sarah that works here?
Uh-huh.
She texted me and she was like, you've got to see this. Have you seen it? And you have like a long list of things I have to watch. You've told me. I have a list right here. Do you want me to tell you what I'm supposed to watch that you told me to watch that I have not watched yet?
Dude, this off-the-air podcast is
watch
really.
Watch David Letterman on Netflix. You told that was me I
not,
had to watch.
That was not my
That's
suggestion.
Not you?
Now you're changing subjects again.
Okay.
Where is your Ritalin?
Watch the Dana Carvey special on Netflix.
That might have been a recommendation of mine.
Watch Interstellar. You told me to watch that
yes.
too. I keep a whole list right here under running list. Do you want to know what else I'm supposed to do?
All right, so what am I supposed to watch? Get to the point of the O.J. Simpson story.
Okay, listen, you need to watch O.J. Simpson. I think it's called If I Did It. It's like kind of based on his book. So this woman interviewed him about like everything that was in his book that he was going to publish, but then I don't know, it's published by somebody else or something.
I gotta press a button here.
Are you pushing? Okay.
I gotta
we're
press
off the air. Still off the air.
We're kind of on the air, but off the air because I have to play.
I'm surprised.
I have to play a morning show promo where you might
really
hear
good.
You might hear it in the background. But essentially, it's
this. We are truly off
it's,
the air.
It's
pushing buttons.
Hey, it's hey, it's Chuck. Hey, I'm Chuck. And I'm Grunwald.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
All right, that's how the morning show promo goes.
Oh,
now you know.
That was pretty much
and we're
it.
Still off the air.
So, oh, here comes Frank.
Frank! The tank.
So, Frank, did you see the O.J. Simpson If I Did It interview where he talks about if he did it?
A while ago, yeah.
Listen, it is riveting. And my husband works in the homicide department here at the Detroit Police Office, whatever it's called, department. And Gene
the DPO,
says,
the Detroit Police Office.
He says that people who have killed other people, they want to confess. Like, it's somewhere in you. You cannot live with that on you because you feel terrible. Like, you do.
He's still alive.
Right? He's still alive. Yeah. He's out of jail. He's like, he gets like a girlfriend every week. I don't know how he does it. What? It is insane. Like, any girl that dates him, insanity. He talked about if he did this, and he went into specific details, and it was so creepy, and I'm like, oh my God, he did it. You have to admit it. Please watch it. Your eyeballs will just pop right out of your head. It is the most craziest thing you'll ever see.
I will,
because if you didn't do it, why would you say any of this?
If
I did it, then you're like, well, yeah, well, you did
and
it.
He, like, the way he talks about Nicole Brown Simpson is like so cold hearted. Do you know that he still goes to her grave and screams at her grave?
What?
Yes. This interview. Listen.
Yeah, the book's insane.
Oh my God. Rob is like,
why is he yelling at her grave?
He's mad at her still. He's still mad at her.
Well, I'm.
I can't even imagine what she did. Like, I don't even know what she left him.
She was kind of known for being a whore, but like.
What?
Yeah.
No.
No, she had like. She was. Like,
that's not what her friend says. I think those are rumors made up by him to try to discredit her. I did.
Her friend said otherwise. Are you kidding?
Frank, I don't know if you know this, but we're recording a podcast called Off Air
Off
with
Air.
Robin Holly,
and you are your comments.
But I'm going to leave you this. We're going to wrap this up, and I'm going to leave you with the fact that I may or may not go watch this program.
I want you
because
to.
I already know that he did it, so I already know that. But
it's amazing to watch him talk about.
Fun
it.
Fun fact: if you're ever at Coyote Joe's on Thursday nights. Once in a while, we'll put the O.J. Chase up on the big screen, and people will be dancing, and they're like looking up and like,
what is happening? It makes you think like, wait a second, is he back again?
All right, we got to go back on the real air. That's going to do it for today's edition of Off Air with Robin Holly. See ya.
Yay.
Bye. Peace.